Solid.
My name is Jackson Todd. This is the Arabian Sports Podcast. Who am I joined with today, everybody?
Dawson Perrell.
Aiden Wilson.
Braden Falk.
Yep.
Very nice. All right. We are going to be talking about all things sports today. Multitude of sports and games and levels. So let's get started.
My fault.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Can you get started now?
Yeah, I just
all right, so what did we get? What did we get today is what?
NFL Tuesday? Week four.
Tuesday.
It is
week
Tuesday,
four.
Though, yes.
Did we talk about the Colts? No, not on this podcast.
No.
Wow. I was at the game. I wanted to storm the field out of anger and maybe punch our defense in the face.
And I can't blame it all on the defense.
Not can't blame it all, but majority.
They definitely showed up in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't allow a single point.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If you let up 23 points in a game, not a huge deal. Like, not great. If you average 23 points a game, that's a problem. Yeah. But, like, 23 points isn't crazy. You know what I mean?
It's three touchdowns.
But when you let them up, like, all at once, it's like, it's demoralizing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you give up a touchdown first quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you spread those 23 points out, not a big deal at all. You give it up all at once, like all in the first two quarters. Yeah, it's demoralizing for your entire team, regardless of offense, defense, special teams, whatever.
Yeah, and it's all about momentum, right? And that's exactly what happened to the Colts, right? You heading into halftime, down, didn't put up a single point in the first half. You were down here 20-0.
Yeah.
And I think what you saw out of the Colts that was good is you gathered back of that momentum, right? You took it back, and then you went to the second half and then put up 23 points and only allowed three. And then, of course, you had your comeback, which didn't really pan out, obviously, to make the comeback, but you still started it and you still pushed them in overtime. But, yeah, I think it's just you got to start on a good pace, and then the Colts definitely did not do that.
Yeah. For sure. And that's what you have to look at, like, at the game. You look at stats, you look at points, you look at everything, like, spread out throughout the game. Like, that's a very close to competitive, makes your team feel good game. Like, but when you give it up all at once, like, you know what I mean? Like, Anthony Richardson had 256 combined yards. So, like, he balled out. Yeah. I don't think he had a single interception.
Nope.
I think he had, one or two passing touchdowns?
Two passing touchdowns, one,
like,
rushing.
That's stud. He had, and I think out of his rush or his total yards, only 56 were rushing. So he had almost, I mean, he balled out, but it's like, I don't know.
I think
just like what
a
I'm
problem
saying.
For the Colts, because as you were saying, I mean, Anthony Richardson, he had 10 carries as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think later on down the road, I don't know if it'll happen this season, but I think eventually they need to expand their wide receiver room.
For sure.
I mean, I can only name one receiver, and it's Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
About Pierce. Josh Downs.
Hey, Josh Downs.
Didn't Downs tear his Achilles?
I don't know.
No, he just got in the NFL.
It was Flowers.
Oh, the rookie?
Flowers.
Zay Flowers tore his Achilles?
Uh-huh. No, not Zay. Like, it's like Colton or something.
Colton Flowers? Who is that?
The Flowers on our team, not the Zay Flowers.
I didn't even know we had one on our team.
Yeah, he started last week. Like this.
He's on defense. Oh,
yeah, he's on defense.
It's Dallas Flowers.
Dallas, yeah. I thought Colton, you know what I said Colton? C, because Dallas reminded me of the Cowboys. Yeah. Cowboys has a C. I thought his name started with a C.
Dope.
Interesting.
Brains are funny, but no.
Tough loss.
Matt Gay missed a field goal, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty close one, actually.
He should have made that.
Didn't he come from the Rams, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was less than 50,
right? Maybe there's some, like, sabotage.
It was, like, 47 yards, something like that.
Hey, but that's what I mean. Like, when you just get crapped on like that, it's like your entire team gets demoralized. Yeah. Like, your kicker is in his own head thinking, man, I really need to put us on the board here. Yep. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it just creates pressure for your entire team. Not crapping on our defense at all. We did well second half. And what I mean, like, if you look at that game as a whole, you think, not a bad loss. Close loss.
No, and the Rams. Rams are okay this year.
So
better,
like,
than expected.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not super mad about it. I'm pretty mad about it.
But I mean,
I think I said this before, like on Monday, you know, in my opinion, the most demoralizing loss is outside of being just blown up, like, you know, like getting shut down. Right. But like the second most demoralizing loss is like you're coming back, you push them into overtime, and then you just can't quite get it. Because it's just like, why would you even give me that hope? Like, I ran into that so many times with the Saints last year, where like they would give them the hope, and then they just couldn't pull away with a win. But
here's my question.
You know,
I thought they changed the overtime rules.
That's playoffs.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
My guess is they will here soon. I don't know.
How long has that been around?
Like 3, 4.
What do you mean? Like the playoffs
rules? No, like
just well, touchdowns seals like the game.
Always NFL
touchdowns really? Always yeah, sealed the game unless it's like a field goal.
But college is always it's yeah. different.
I like, hate entirely. That because yeah. it's like
a lot of people don't.
That's the same thing with the playoffs. Like you're telling me, if you're a Chiefs fan, that's the big one: the Bills and Chiefs, yeah, Bills, right? Uh-huh. When the Bills beat the Chiefs,
or it
no,
was
the Chiefs
Tom
beat
Brady.
The Bills.
Well, there was the Tom Brady Patrick Mahomes
that's
in,
what
in the Patriots Rams yeah. Super Bowl. Yes. Leading into that, the AFC Championship. Yes, so I think that might have been Patrick Mahomes' first AFC Championship.
Yeah. So it was like, overtime. You're telling me I'm a Chiefs fan. I don't get to, I feel like I have the.
And freaking, your offense is the reason you're there. So yeah. It's kind of like,
yeah.
They true, should, man. And that's why they did it for the playoffs. Yeah.
Still, though, I don't like
it. Yeah.
That sets us up, that win sets us up for our division so
oh,
well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Why don't
Jags
we go to the
2-2, right? Correct. Yeah.
9:30. Speaking of Jags, 9:30 over in London.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jags Falcons. Yeah.
Blew him
that
out.
That was weird.
Blew him out.
Let's yeah. talk about the Toy Story thing. You guys.
Yeah. Oh, that was so all? Cool. No. I was at work. I was no. watching it. It was no. I don't care what
that's
you say.
So stupid.
I don't care about the little play accuracy.
Cool.
I don't care. Slinky was the first down marker, and the
cool.
crane game was the ball spotter.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they were playing in Andy's room on the carpet of the floor. And when I tell you, it was so accurate. I saw Bijan Robinson turn my back on.
No.
Right now. No. No. I
saw Bijan Robinson juke out a Toy Story.
All right, yeah, he's out. Yeah, he's cool. out. He's out.
No, I wasn't able to watch it. I was camping over the weekend, so I wasn't
you
able
didn't
to watch
miss
it.
Much. You didn't
but,
miss yeah, much.
But, I mean, Falcons, you know, only put up 7 points. Bijan looked okay. He still cracked 100 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, 14 carries. You see that juke by Bijan?
Yeah. Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, you are. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
Oh, he's up a little bit.
We're trying to figure
Thanks.
Out what's going
oh,
on.
There we go. It. There we go.
Yeah, I know.
All right, say what you want to say.
Well, I just Jack's.
You're gonna lose your privilege.
Hey,
come on now,
big real estate agent over here.
Yeah, big
okay. Hey, what do you have? Three houses.
Three
Seven.
Houses.
Seven.
Seven. Seven.
I thought it was three.
Three houses of today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, looking at four. We might be buying another one here soon, but, you know.
Buying?
You know.
That's wild.
I thought we were investing here.
Purchasing. No, we
Man, what's the difference? You invest in
I thought we're investing for my guy right here.
We
huh?
rent to own. We rent to own.
Okay. Oh, you rent them?
All right, let's get back to football. Let's get back yeah. to football. Let's talk about Bills Dolphins.
We're not keeping up
That's
forever.
A good game right there. Bills Dolphins.
Didn't see it.
Bills Dolphins. Oh,
After the Colts game, I literally
It was kind of disappointing.
I
you
just
know?
Laid in my room. And
you know, I was expecting another, like, one of those Rams-Chiefs games, if you remember that, from, like, 2016, 2017, where it was, like, 50-50 in overtime. I was expecting a game like that for the Dolphins and the Bills. I mean, the Bills looked really good. Josh Allen, 320 yards, four touchdowns, six receptions for Stephon Diggs, 120 yards and three touchdowns. Oh my gosh. And then Devon Achane for the Dolphins, right? He had a great game. Eight carries, 101 yards, two touchdowns. Can we talk about this rookie class? This rookie class is insane.
Is that Devon Achane a rookie?
Yeah, Devon Achane's a
rookie. I thought he was like a seasoned
fan. No, he's a rookie. You got Devon Achane. You got Puka Nacua, Bijan Robinson, Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud. They're all
like a fifth round pick, right?
That's
hey,
just
Puka
offense.
Won them the game. No,
that's
no bull crap.
Oh, yeah.
Puka won them.
Like
Puka
early down. Picks after these first 4 weeks, like what are we thinking for offensive rookie of the year? Because I'm not going to lie, I have no clue who could win offensive.
100% Puka. 100% Puka.
I mean, think, Puka, but like Bijan has put up crazy numbers too.
I think Richardson can win. No bull crap.
Puka's already
said,
set records.
Richardson could.
Puka set records.
He's setting records, but I think if Cooper Kupp comes back, I think his production is going to fall off a cliff, and I don't think he's going to continue the production.
We'll have to see.
Oh, okay, here we go. Sorry, lost my mic for a second. If a Whooper Wup comes back,
Whooper
he's out. He's
Who's
out.
Whooper Wup.
If Whooper Bup comes back, then he's done for. But
I don't think.
I think Richardson. I think
he's coming back this week. He's returning into practice.
I think
apparently.
If Richardson
reportedly,
if he gets to the playoffs and if he wins a playoff game, he's locked.
See, but I think it's like the stats. It's like, and then
I think the stat. I don't think so anymore. I don't think so. I think the stats matter less than what they contribute to their team.
I mean, the offensive Agreed. Rookies aren't saying. How
yeah,
about
true.
The defensive
You know what
rookies?
I mean?
I don't like, really. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen much.
You could have a defensive. Hold on. You could have a. You could have a wide receiver That's ball out. But like if his like Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Didn't he win Offensive Player of the Year?
No.
So.
Or Offensive Rookie. Sorry, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
What year was that?
2020.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it was that.
What?
It was 2019.
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
2020.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he win Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
I believe so.
I'll look it up.
Sense for him too.
But No. 2020 was Justin Herbert. 2019 was Kyler Murray.
Yes.
2018 was Saquon.
What was 2021?
Jamar.
Okay, yeah. So see, he didn't win. So that's what I mean. Like, and he balled out as a rookie. So I don't think your stats matter as much as what you do for your team and how your team
works. We saw that with other sports this year too.
Oh yeah.
Like Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, exactly.
I think as a Sixers fan, I think he deserved the MVP.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't have the best stats.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll be interesting to see.
So I think, which is a very realistic possibility, if the Colts keep playing like they're playing, if they could just fix a couple of little things, I think they win a playoff game this year. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Jags, of course, yeah, they blew out the Falcons, and I think right now they're my favorites for AFC South after that win and the Colts loss. But, I mean, obviously, they lost to the Texans, and the NFL is so unpredictable. You know, anything can happen. I'd say even the Texans have a shot. I mean, CJ Stroud's kind of been cooking.
Back to our offense, he just set a record.
Most passes to start a career.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm seeing so many things about these rookies passes. Breaking records.
161.
Yeah. So many, and it's insane. And then the defensive side of things, I'm jumping here with the Seahawks. Devon Witherspoon out of Illinois. Had a pick six last night, three quarterback hits, two sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a crazy night, like defensive like player of the week, let alone defensive rookie.
That's the only defensive player I've seen, to be honest.
Jalen Carter.
Carter has been tearing it up.
I haven't seen a whole lot. I don't watch a lot of Eagles games. But
The Hamilton kid surprised me.
Deontay Hamilton, he's not a rookie.
Oh, are we just talking about rookies?
I mean, that's what we're kind of talking about.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the Broncos Bears game? Oh man!
What ended up? Broncos came back.
Broncos 27 or 28.
I'm not even a Bears fan, but I'm hurting. That's like crazy. This is just depressing. I have Fields in two of my leagues, and I was like, I'm gonna keep him in here one more week. They're facing the Broncos defense, and he cooked. He still did. I mean, he still had 325 yards, four touchdowns.
He fumbled though,
but he had a pick and a fumble both in the fourth, and that's what really made them come back. Broncos put up 17 points in the fourth quarter, so they made a 17 point comeback heading into the fourth. 31-28 was the final score of that one. Bears, are we saying they're now the worst team in the league?
100%.
A lot of people were saying they were last week. Yeah. Now I think that just cemented they are the worst. And remember, they also have the Panthers pick. So if the season ended today, they'd have the first two picks.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm seeing all these possibilities. The Cardinals have their own and the Texans pick, which a lot of people were saying were going to be the top two picks. Not anymore. So, I mean, the odds that we see Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison on the same team, I feel like is kind of likely. And I don't know.
Do we think that?
I don't think.
You think they should hire, what's the USC coach's name? Caleb, what is it? Riley, something. Lincoln Riley. Know. They should hire him because Oklahoma, Caleb
Whoa.
Williams. Caleb Williams went to USC.
Whoa.
Lincoln Riley went to USC. The Bears should hire Lincoln Riley and draft Caleb Williams.
See, what I think after this loss by the Bears and what I could see them doing is bench Justin Fields. I know he popped off, but bench him, keep him healthy, tank. Yeah. Trade Justin Fields. You have some trade value there. Because, I mean, but Justin Fields gets injured, then you go down. It would go down, but
aren't
I think
there rules
people would
about
still.
Tanking? Like, if you do something like too obvious, don't they find
I mean, I think you can bench
you
a player.
You can lose draft picks.
Like, but you can just use, like, a fake injury. We've seen it, like, all
if you
over
if,
sports.
If they catch you of tank, you can lose draft picks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think it was something that could happen.
What if Fields says, heck no, I don't want to be benched. Yeah, these guys are benching me because they're trying.
I mean,
to
I'm just saying that, like, if I was the Bears GM, I'd be thinking about that right now because although
absolutely.
Justin Fields is like, cooking, like,
we tank.
I mean,
for
do
luck.
We think it's Justin Fields or do we think it's the management and coaching? And after that last game, I want to say it's management, but Fields is still just
play
not
calling
a good quarterback.
100%. Play calling is awful.
Yeah, but even then, like, you see all those clips of open receivers and Fields is just not hitting them. And he didn't run last game, he only had a handful
of
carries.
He's Claypool not even running his routes.
Yeah,
they're trying to trade
it's true,
him
but I'm not
too.
Saying that. Fields is good.
He's not. He's definitely not like all star, but no. he's not bottom
all
tier
pro quarterback.
Yeah,
yeah. DJ Moore had a good game though. It's kind of satisfying to finally see DJ Moore do something. 8 receptions, 131 yards, and a touchdown. So that was a bit satisfying. What other games we got here? The Saints got destroyed by the Bucks. Don't even really want to talk
the
about
Eagles
that.
Went. I mean, I know I always talk about the Eagles, but the Eagles went to overtime with the Commanders.
Yeah, that's yikes.
That's not good.
I mean, division rivals are always kind of tough.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough. But I mean, you're at home. And the Commanders,
yeah,
I mean, they got a good defense, and it's the NFL, so this stuff is going to happen.
That
no matter,
was
like,
problem
the
all game,
difference.
How many QB sneaks did you guys run?
Two, three.
Too many.
I don't think it was that many.
No, I'm just joking.
I know, but
one is too many.
Ban
the formation.
AJ Brown popped
AJ Brown finally did insane.
9 receptions, yeah, 175 yards.
That was kind of a story, and 2 touchdowns. Yeah. That was kind of a storyline last week, right? When they were on primetime against the Bucks, AJ Brown was like super mad at Jalen Hurts. Like there was like a bunch of talk, and at the postgame like press, he was kind of saying like, "Yeah, I was upset." He said something like, "It wasn't what you guys are thinking," so it might not have been like he wasn't getting many receptions. But I mean, I don't know. Something obviously changed because he had the best game he's had so far this season. So, yeah. A great win. I guess you get away with it. And I say this really a lot about every level. A win's a win, right? You go into overtime against the worst team in the league. I know the Commanders aren't the worst, but just hypothetically. Yeah. And even if you win, it's still going to be the same in the win column. And there's no tiebreaker where it's like who had the least amount of close games. So, yeah, I don't know. I think the Eagles are still the second best team in the league. Sorry, 49ers are better. I think 49ers right now are the best team in the league. I know their competition hasn't been tough, but they're just too dominant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just on all levels. It's just insane. Brock Purdy, I can't believe that guy fell to the last pick.
Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey.
And they got the best defense in the league, 100%.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. If you think about it, like, not trying to bring myself into this, but, like, I almost feel like I'm the 49ers. Like, I feel like they have, like, I know it sounds funny, but, like, I feel like they have had, like, if you would have said, like, 49ers, you know, they've won 2 out of the last 3 Super Bowls, like, it wouldn't be crazy to say. Like, they've had stuff that just gets in their way that, like, you know what I mean? Like, what was it, last year, 2 years ago? Like, their entire roster was injured. Like, it was insane.
Injuries has been a problem, man.
Bosa, Purdy, Sam, like, they were all hurt. So, it was like, it's like, they're such a good team, and it's not like they're having a breakout year. Like, they've had this team, and they have been this dominant for a while now. Yeah. Like, they've just had things hold them back where I think, like, if a couple of little things go their way, they're in the Super Bowl, you know, winning Super Bowls then.
I mean, and it's like, this is your time to do it right. It's always when you got your rookie quarterback on a deal, and he's still throwing, you know, he's still popping off. And I mean, that's why they can pay all these players. They re-signed Nick Bosa, recently. And I was like, how in the world do they have enough money? It's because they're not paying their quarterback $50 million like half of the teams in the NFL are. So I think, you know, now's your time to win the Super Bowl. Now that you not have to pay your quarterback a crap ton, you can play your other positions a ton. And that's why they just have a unreasonable amount of all player, like top 3 in their position. I mean, CMC top 3 in my opinion. I don't know, maybe Ayuk for like a slot, or Debo for like a slot or something. But like linebacker, Fred Warner is arguably the best middle linebacker in the league. Joey Bosa or Nick Bosa, my gosh, one of the best outside linebackers in the league. And then their defensive line is insane as well. I don't see how this team doesn't get into the NFC Championship. They got the Cowboys next week, I'm pretty sure. Oh man, that's going to be a game. That is going to be crazy. There's a rivalry there.
Yeah.
And that game is going to be crazy either way. Rivalry or not. How about we go to primetime? Sunday night, Chiefs-Jets.
I don't know about that game. I think the NFL is trying to protect
ooh,
their...
Yeah, a lot of drama. A lot of drama with the refs. Yeah. Lots of it.
I did not watch it. I have no clue what's going on here.
Didn't Sauce like tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, if I had Taylor Swift, if I was a Swiftie, I wouldn't get a penalty. Because there were a couple penalties that were just like... I don't know. I saw one in like slow motion where the ref like waved an interception, but then he threw the flag.
I did see a couple clips with the
where he was
Taylor
like, oh, shoot, maybe I shouldn't do this. So I don't know. I think it is something to bring to concern, but the Jets looked good. And how about Zach Wilson? I mean, Zach Wilson looked good.
He's not
balled
bad.
Out. He kind of balled out.
He balled out. So, I mean, I think he's hearing the, okay, we need a new quarterback. The Jets are always hearing the Jets fans. My gosh, every single time they get off the field, scoring or not, the Jets fans are booing him. But Isaiah Pacheco had a great game. Pacheco is just all over the place.
He
20
runs
carries.
So angry.
Yeah, I love him.
He's you know why so he runs so angry?
His brother.
He has no family.
Yeah.
All really? His family got killed.
That's crazy.
They're all dead.
Like all of
that's
them.
Why he runs
I'm
angry.
Just
he
so
literally
serious.
Said like, well, it was some crazy quote like,
yeah, all my
like,
family died.
The reason
so
I
now
run,
I
yeah,
run
all my
angry.
Family's gone. They got killed. So I run with no regrets.
He's like, wow. If I, he says,
well, I mean, he might do
I
it
die,
like,
die,
he might do it yeah. like, I thought you guys, I mean, he does run anger like towards the defense, but I mean, just like running. Like he runs like.
No, I know. Like he stomps his feet when he runs. Like he just.
It's like so choppy. Yeah. He's like.
He runs like he's trying to hurt the ground. Like he just runs.
I think
like
he
he's
does still hurt stuck. The ground to be honest.
He probably does.
Yeah, there's probably like footprints in the turf wherever he runs. Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are good though. I mean, Chiefs, again, you won. Sure, it was 3 points of the Jets without Aaron Rodgers. Still got the W. All right, finally, last game here. Seahawks-Giants.
Yeah.
You know, I always say this when we talk about the Giants, but this can I just read some of the posts real quick?
Yes, go ahead. While we talk about that, it was 24-3 was the final score. Yes. Seahawks got the W. Daniel Jones, 203 and two interceptions. Yeah. Why did they pay this guy? Revoke his contract immediately.
Agreed.
Kenneth Walker, 17 carries, 79 yeah. yards, and a touchdown.
Did you see the little good rollover game? Where he rolled over the guy and yeah. took it to the house, but they called it back?
Yes, I touched. Do. Yeah.
I was so tough. Mad. I thought he was going to score. I was like, please.
I was happy that Peyton and Eli were back for Monday Night Football. I yeah. watched that.
Wasn't with so Will Ferrell?
Yeah, right. Will Ferrell popped right. on a couple times. So they were like calling plays or something. I don't know.
17 hours ago.
He's probably going off.
Who they played?
Seahawks.
Okay, so.
Giants are now 1-3, by the way. Still looking for their first home win because that was at MetLife.
Yeah. Colts are the same way. They haven't won in seven games, I believe.
No home games?
Haven't won a home game in seven games. All right, hold on. I'm trying to find just the recent ones. All right, so what's today? October 3rd. So September 28th, is that when they played?
No.
4 days
what?
He made
they
a
played yeah. last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's just show you. I'm allowed to show this probably, right? We're not like.
I don't know.
We're not big enough to.
I don't know.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
So here's what I have to say. Can you see? All right. So this is hilarious. So it makes it funnier if you just like understand like how memed Daniel Jones yeah. becomes.
He's just such a memeable guy, you know?
So you guys just look at this. Okay. So it's just a normal picture and it says.
You couldn't tell me he's an NFL player.
It says, leave your best guess as to what's going through his mind in the comments.
Oh, no.
Not that funny.
The comments,
if
though.
You read the comments.
Some of them probably shouldn't be said. I can't
read the majority of them.
Yeah, that's funny.
But if we just keep scrolling.
He looks like a technical security.
So here's the post 17 hours ago. I'm going to blur. I'm going to censor some words. All right.
Get the censor.
I have the censor button ready.
All right. By the way, we got like 6 minutes.
Okay. It's a picture of Daniel Jones. Just normal picture. Okay. It says, okay. After years of watching this, I think I finally figured out a huge part of it. Everyone talks about the fumbles, but I think the real problem is Daniel Jones has no idea how to adjust the blocking to pick up a NFL blitz at the line. Nothing crazy. He's really just talking about football. It kind of makes sense, you know? But if you just keep scrolling, I wish I could show you guys this one. I'm going to show these guys.
Oh, no.
But I wish I could show. So...
I have no clue what that says.
All right. Oh, we'll read it off air, but yeah. we'll
get to
one.
It later.
Okay. So first it's a picture of, I don't know who, offensive or defensive coordinator. Okay. So this
that's
one,
a lot of hype.
This one is in all caps. Laughing my off. You bring no pressure on Locke, who, and then we can't knock a out of bounds. Wink is a fraud. So, all caps, lots of cuss words, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Giants fans, New York fans in general, not to be messed with. Yeah. I think that's what
I mean,
take
we could
away.
Do that all day. Thank you, Dawson. You had to bring me back there. But, I mean, it is just the funniest thing in the entire world when, you know, you're just scrolling through Instagram and out of
oh, no,
nowhere.
I agree. Ghetto Gronk is the funniest man, I
oh,
think.
My gosh.
I don't know.
Why is the NFL just so easily and
it's,
funny?
I don't know why, but, like, I feel like... Honestly, what makes me feel like the NFL is scripted is not the actual games. It's like the like a memeability that the NFL produces.
Yeah.
Like Kirk Cousins alone, he doesn't
like
look real.
You like that?
He's like he shouldn't be real.
All right, we have 4 minutes.
There's so many other guys too. It's just the NFL is just it's so funny.
It's unreal.
I love it. I love watching the games. I love it. I probably love.
Yep.
Hey, will you just touch that right there to make sure it's working? Just touch it.
Just touch real it quick. Though.
No, the wire. I think you're. Is that good?
Okay? You touched it.
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, he just unplugged it.
Oh.
Oh my God. All right.
That's it. Wrap it up.
That was it. It's wraps. My name is Jackson Todd.
Oh, next week.
Oh yeah, next week.
Won't be here. Fall break.
We will not be
we'll
here.
We'll miss a Friday.
Dude.
We'll be partying.
Unless Brayden just wants to come in after football practice.
I'll come in.
And
I'll
just
in.
Talk to you guys alone.
I'll talk to
hey,
you guys.
We'll have wrestling practice. What time is your guys' football practice?
2 to 6.
See, yeah. Ours is in the morning.
Yeah. And I don't know. No.
Anyway, you don't trust me and Brayden on the podcast alone together?
All right. So we'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right. See you, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in.